Welcome to the Intuitively You podcast, where we chat all things intuitive eating, body image, finding peace with food, and so much more. I'm your host, Jen Baswick, intuitive eating dietitian and embodiment coach, and I'm your guide along your journey to food freedom so that you can improve your relationship with food and your body to no longer hold you back from living your best, most fulfilling life. We'll be chatting about all the real talk, the tips and tricks, the struggles, and most importantly, how you, yes you, can finally find peace with food and your body. After each episode, I'll be sure to wrap it up with some takeaways for you to implement in your life, so make sure to stick around until the end. Now, let's dive into today's episode.
Today, I really want to chat with you about this idea of shifting your focus away from weight loss and onto healthful behaviors. And this podcast topic idea comes from, honestly, a conversation that I have a lot with my clients, potential clients, people in the community on Instagram, podcast listeners, you name it. A lot of people are confused about this topic or, you know, ask me things like, well, how am I supposed to do intuitive eating if my goal is weight loss? And I know that this can be super confusing, but I really want to show you that there is a different way to approach your well-being, your, you know, self-worth, really, because that all gets tied up into weight in our bodies too. But that's a whole other, you know, topic that we won't dive into today. But there is a different way to approach your health, your happiness, your fulfillment in life, and all the things that you desire for yourself that does not revolve around weight loss being this main focus and the thing that you continue to strive for and strive for and strive for, and it not quite, you know, landing or turning out to be the way that you thought it would. So I really want to start this episode with a question for you. And that question is, how has focusing on weight loss gone for you so far? How has it really worked for you? How has it turned out being in the end of things? Has it like actually brought you what you thought it would? These pursuits of weight loss, did they actually give you quote unquote success? Lasting success? Or has it just left you feeling perpetually stuck in the diet binge cycle? And I would guess from the hundreds and hundreds of conversations I've had with so many folks, especially women. I know the majority of you are women, but we have so many folks from any kind of, you know, gender in this community too. But I have had so many conversations where it's like, well, okay, you know, I've been on and off diets for years and years and years, but like it did work that one time, or it did work for a year, but then I gained it all back, or it did work for this period of time, but then, you know, I just couldn't keep up with it. And I want to like point out, is that it actually working? Or is that it just giving you some false sense of success that only lasts for a small period of time? And in the long run, it doesn't stick around because it's unsustainable, right? Like I think the idea of, well, it worked, but I just couldn't keep up with it is like, does that really work for you though? And really just questioning that for yourself. And look, honestly, focusing on weight loss as the main goal doesn't work for most people. The tactics that are used under the umbrella of weight loss are restrictive and are not sustainable. And it leads you to, like what I was saying, the diet binge cycle. And if you listen to the podcast, you probably know about this cycle. But this cycle is really that you get into some kind of mode of restriction, right? Because under this weight loss umbrella, it is restrictive eating, being strict and rigid about movement, whatever that is, some kind of restriction in the form of clean eating or dieting or whatever the, you know, disguise is. They're getting sneakier and sneakier as the years go on. But you are in restriction. And then that restriction leads your body to feel deprived, your mind to feel deprived from food because you have such rigid rules and shoulds and ways that you are trying to stick to with eating, like only eating at certain times or between certain times or certain amounts and certain amounts per day or certain types of foods and not allowed to have other foods. Like all of this is fueling deprivation. And that deprivation of your body, your mind, your whole system feeling deprived leads to a loss of control, right? And that loss of control, or a lot of people like to say, well, I fell off the wagon, often leads us back to a state of binging on those foods that were not allowed, or just in general because our bodies weren't getting enough, or overeating, and all of those patterns and habits with food that don't make us feel so great. That is just what happens when we have been in the state of restriction and then deprivation and loss of control. It's not that you just couldn't stick with the plan. It was that the plan itself wasn't sustainable for you and your body decided to do some backlash against that because it wasn't working. And often then what happens from that state of binging and overeating, or, you know, falling off the wagon or feeling more out of control around food, then you end up feeling shame or guilt and like you have to fix it. And maybe even in this point, depending on how long this cycle is happening and what's going on for you, maybe you gain any weight that you lost back, maybe even more so, like more than you had lost. And then you're like, well, the answer to this is to go back to that restriction at the beginning. That's how I solve it. I got to go back on another diet, or I got to get back on track, or I got to start clean eating again, and we're going to start being good on Monday. All of those things. And then the cycle repeats. We go from restriction to deprivation to loss of control to binging or overeating, shame and guilt, maybe weight gain, and then back to restriction again. And we go up and down that loop-de-loop-de-loop, and it never ends until you decide to get off the cycle, get off the roller coaster. And that's exactly what I'm here to help you do, is to get off that roller coaster, because it does not feel good. And even if you have that outlook of like, well, it was working for that period of time where I was able to stick to the restriction, is it really working if it's just continuing to lead you through the cycle? I just really want to drive that point home. And in this episode, I'm hoping that I can show you that there's a different way and how we can go about approaching this different way to health, your well-being, your, you know, fulfillment, happiness, all the things that you're searching for in weight loss from a different approach. And mainly health, because I know a lot of people like to default to, well, I have to lose weight to be healthy. And I want you to know that that is not the case. And that's like a bigger topic that we could go into more. And I'll touch on it a little bit today, but weight does not equal health. Okay. I want you to know that. Really, the approach that I love to take and a way to, you know, for us to start to reframe this is what I call a feeling first approach to health. So this meaning, instead of focusing on weight as the end all be all that most folks do, which diet culture teaches us to, it's no fault of yours if you've been there or are there right now. Diet culture teaches us to do that. The mainstream nutrition information teaches us to do that. But instead of focusing on weight as that end all be all goal, how can we focus on how we want to feel first? Okay. So let me describe this, because often when I'm on calls with clients, I use my hands and describe this one with like almost painting a picture or like an image to imagine this. But I want you to think of like what it is that you are chasing from weight loss. Like, what is it that you think that weight loss is going to bring you? Maybe it's, yeah, just like a state of being healthier. Maybe it is feeling more confident. Maybe it's just feeling more energy, or you know, it could be many different things that we think that weight loss is going to bring us. And what I want to share here is a different way of looking at the puzzle as a whole. And this meaning that we often have this, and picture this if you can, if you're like a visual person, I'll try and describe it in a way that you can maybe imagine it in your mind. What we typically think in diet culture, in mainstream nutrition, we think weight is at the top, right? And you imagine this like little bubble at the top that's like weight or weight loss. And that weight loss or that weight changing leads to or causes, right? Leads down to, so imagine an arrow going down, all of these different feelings that we can have. That weight loss will lead to confidence, feeling more energy, more energized, all of these different pieces, more health, right? All of the stuff that we think it's going to lead to. It's like weight is at the top and all of this stuff comes from a weight change, weight loss often is the focus. But I want to say that that is not the whole picture. And more in reality, and to try and keep it like simple because this stuff is quite complex, but really, I want you to like scrap that picture, get rid of that one in your mind. And now I want you to picture these behaviors. So things that we can do in our lives, say like how we are going about our eating habits, what we're eating, how we feel towards food, the way we're moving our bodies, like the behaviors, the things that we can actually do, which I'm going to describe that more in just a minute and what that actually means and how to approach that from a non-diet mentality. But at the top of this picture, now that you're imagining, there is a box or a bubble at the top that is about behaviors, what we do in our day to day, things that we can actually take action on. Okay, that's at the top. And then coming from that, like that being the cause of the things underneath of it, branching out from that, so going down, those behaviors leading to feeling more confident, or they're leading to having more energy, or they're leading to your health improving, your health markers improving, or maybe an offshoot, another like secondary outcome of those behaviors might be weight changes. Okay. So with this, we're seeing the umbrella shifting from weight being at the top in the first scenario I described, weight leading to all of these things like confidence, energy, health, and switching it and really taking a more zoom out and realistic idea of how health and well-being works and looking at our behaviors and actions and things that we can actually do being at the top and our confidence and energy and health coming from that. And then weight is also a secondary change that comes from that. So what I'm trying to get at here is that weight is not the thing that changes everything. Weight may also just be a byproduct of the behaviors that we're doing, but the weight itself is not the main cause of how we feel. And approaching it like that and focusing on weight as if I change my weight, everything else is going to be better, is not the answer. And I also want to say, it is also not just like, oh, well, our behaviors are perfect, so then our weight will, you know, fall into that lower category we want it to be in. That's also not the point that I'm trying to get across here. What I'm trying to say is that focusing on weight is not going to be supportive for these feeling shifts that you want in your life that are under that desire for weight loss. And there are so many other things that we can focus on in this more like feeling first approach. So working our way backwards from how do we want to feel and what behaviors are associated with the way we want to feel, and working up towards those behaviors that are at the top of this like imaginary diagram I've been explaining. And how can we work on those in a way that is realistic, in a way that is not going to lead us back into this diet binge cycle or restriction, in a way that works for us and works for our bodies. So I think that's really important. I think even in my description of that, sometimes our mind can maybe take this down the diet mentality road. And I want you to be wary of that. That's not what we're getting at here, but we are trying to shift the way that you see this and shift the way that you view health and weight. So with this feeling first approach, what we're doing is looking at the feeling that we want to feel, the change we want to make in our reality, and what behavior is associated with that, and making that the focus, making the healthful behaviors the focus, not focusing on weight loss to be the solution to all of your problems. Because, like, again, like we started, how has that been working out for you so far? Probably not so well. So some examples of this would be, you know, do you want to feel less out of control around food? I know a lot of folks in my community do want that. They want that feeling. I want to feel more in control and less out of control around food. If that's what you want to feel, from there, if we kind of work our way backwards, we have to find out the root causes behind why you feel out of control around food, and then take action on those behaviors that come from that. An example of that could be, you know, going through the process of making peace with food and shifting your mindset around food. Maybe that's one of the puzzle pieces. As you know, if you've listened to the podcast, there are many root causes behind why we feel out of control around food, but you got to figure that out for what yours are and how you can go about doing those actual behaviors to help you feel that way. And I also want to say here too, not band-aid solution tactics, okay? Willpower isn't going to fix anything. That is like a band-aid solution, that, or like keeping these foods out of the house, also like a band-aid solution. We want to get to things that are actually going to make a lasting difference, not just band-aid solutions. So just a little side tangent on that one. Or another example of this feeling first approach is, you know, do you want to feel more energized? Maybe that's a way you want to feel. And with that, you could think about, you know, making sure that you are eating enough throughout the day to support your body's needs, because without getting enough food and energy, your body won't have the energy to allow you to feel energized throughout your day. Making sure you're eating enough. That's also part of the food freedom foundations that I teach my clients. Of course, I think it's one of the core things that we need foundationally to be able to make peace with food. But back to being feeling energized and what we want to do there. Maybe another thing that you could take a look at if you want to feel more energized is having a variety of different types of foods in what you're eating, right, as well. And not making that a rule or anything, but just taking a look at that and saying, like, how is, you know, the foods that I'm eating making me feel? And are there any that I might be missing or things that I could add in more? And again, I'll talk more specifically about behaviors. I'm going to give you like a whole bunch of examples in just a minute, but those are things that you could take a look at there. I mean, in any of these examples, there could be so many, you know, ways or directions to go in terms of behaviors, but I'm just giving you a few examples in this part. And one that I hear often too is, especially around this idea of weight loss, is like, well, you know, I need to lose weight because I have pain in my body or in my joints or in my back or something like that. And weight is going to fix that. Weight loss is going to fix that. And now that I'm not saying that that may not, you know, cause like have an association with some of those feelings, but it's not the end all be all. Okay. And I think something that is interesting to think about too, or just a perspective, if say joint pain, body pain, etc., was just associated with weight, people in smaller bodies wouldn't have joint pain, body pain, back pain, and yet they still do. So just let that one sink in. It's not a exclusive, this is just because your body is bigger issue at hand. So I think that one's a tricky one for a lot of folks to wrap their head around. Hopefully that helps. But say you want to have less pain in your back or your body or something like that, then you would want to take the steps to do behaviors associated with that. And look, I am not a physio or physical therapist or anything like that. So these are not like, you know, things to for sure do. But along these lines, it would be something like stretching throughout the day or doing gentle movement or maybe being less sedentary for like long periods of time. Maybe certain physio exercises all those types of things are behaviors that you can do that is more in relation to that pain in your body rather than just being like, well, I need to lose weight to fix my problems, right? See how this is very different and also much more empowered, like taking action on things that you can actually do rather than having this big overarching goal that's just seemingly way out there and not achievable because it's been so like unattainable and is quite unattainable in the way we approach it. Taking your power back and being like, what are the things that I can do? What can I take action on that is doable for me and my life and making it work for you and your life? So that's some examples of this like feeling first approach to health. And then something that might be going through your mind, and I know a lot of folks just kind of have this thought automatically with this type of conversation is, but what if I have to lose weight? Like, what if I have to? Honestly, the same concepts apply. And weight, again, does not equal health. The BMI has often been something that healthcare, helping professions fall back into to like indicate your level of health. But really, like that BMI scale is BS. And I mean, maybe I should do a whole other episode on the BMI and diving into why that is the case. But it is not, that does not tell you much at all about your health and well-being. And this relates back to the idea of health at every size and knowing that bodies can be different sizes and there is body diversity in this world in humans, and that is totally normal and totally fine. We've just been in such a weight-centric and weight-focused society that tells us, you know, you have to be a certain weight to be healthy, which is just so not true. And I really want you to know that. I'm not going to continue to dive into that too much in this episode because we're going to focus on that more like health behavior side of things here. But there, you know, are other episodes that I have that dive into this concept. And I'm, yeah, now thinking doing an episode on health at every size and the BMI being BS would maybe be a good idea. So I'm going to keep that in mind for the future. But another episode you might like that is along these lines and dives into some of the things that I'm talking about here too is episode, I believe it's number 28. It's titled, Can You Lose Weight While Healing Your Relationship with Food? I will link it for you in the show notes and you can, you know, go ahead and listen to that one after you listen to this episode if you want to continue, you know, on this topic and hear more about it. So with the like, but my doctor told me and I have to lose weight, still same things apply. Still, I would say decentralize that focus of weight loss and focus on behaviors instead. And a really good, now I'm just going complete side tangent, but a really good question to even ask a healthcare provider if they're telling you like, well, you just need to lose weight, do this diet or whatever. Ask them the question. And I know this could take a lot of courage, but it's just an interesting perspective shifter one. You could ask them the question of, you know, if someone in a smaller body was struggling with what I'm struggling with or has these indicators or whatever, what would be your advice to them? And you can, you know, keep that just hypothetical, like hypothetically, if someone in a smaller body in, you know, whatever your stupid BMI is, was experiencing these struggles, what would be your advice to them? Right? And that could be very confronting for any healthcare provider, I'm sure, that is also stuck in the weight focused mentality, but it's a good question and a very valid one. And I just do also want to say on this topic, if you are someone who has experienced weight bias and weight discrimination in healthcare and been dismissed of your, you know, very real struggles and pain or whatever you're experiencing because a health provider just, you know, amounted it to your body's size, I am so sorry. And it is just heartbreaking, honestly. And I'm sending you so many like virtual hugs if you've been through that situation and knowing that you deserve better. And if you have healthcare providers who will not be able to take your suggestions to decentralize the focus on weight seriously, you can find other providers who do. There are providers out there who are not weight focused. They are weight inclusive. They are out there and you can find them. And I know it might be trickier, but it's possible. And I'm just sorry if you've been through that situation. Weight bias and weight discrimination are very real things. And it's extremely frustrating and a much bigger, like, systemic issue that I hope we continue to make progress in years to come. Hopefully one day it won't be the focus. But back to these ideas of health behaviors, right? So I want to wrap out this episode just by, like, rapid firing some ideas of what health behaviors could be, especially if you're someone who's on a intuitive eating and food freedom journey, which I'm sure you are if you're here listening to this, or maybe you're thinking about it. But I'm just going to list out a bunch of things and feel free to write these down and think about them and think about how they might apply to your life and just start dabbling with this idea of, okay, could I make these things my focus instead of trying to focus on weight loss? Okay, so here's your little health behaviors ideas or list for you of what you can focus on instead. So number one being eating consistent meals throughout the day, eating a variety of foods and nutrients, eating foods that you enjoy, right? Joy is very important in your health journey. Learning your hunger and fullness cues to guide you. Practice being more present and mindful with your food, because often we're not, right? But in a way that actually works for you in your life. Understanding the root causes of your struggles with food. So whether that be binge eating, emotional eating, overeating, getting to the root causes. And this is what I love to support my clients with, because I think this is the juicy area where things actually start to change. And then from understanding those root causes, taking the associated behaviors to combat those root causes, right? Getting kind of like following the thread down to, like, what is associated with these things. Using strategies to make peace with your favorite foods. Oftentimes these are like the sweets and the treats, so that you feel less out of control around them. Shifting your mindset about food and food rules, breaking those food rules, learning how to build meals and snacks that are satisfying to you, both mentally and physically, focusing on nutrition by addition instead of restriction. For example, this, just to kind of show you what that looks like, this would be like starting with what is satisfying to you, right? Starting there, and then maybe seeing if you could add in something to that meal or snack or whatever it is to go by this, like, nutrition by addition principle. So maybe you could add, like, some veggies to it, or maybe add some protein, or maybe some fiber, right? What could you add? Taking an approach of nutrition by addition, not restriction. Moving your body in ways that feels good to you, actually feels good to you. Maybe challenging yourself to try a new form of movement that might be fun. Getting outside for a nature walk. Stretching throughout the day. Breaking up long periods of sitting. Incorporating rest into your life and days. Maybe going to therapy goes under here for you. Or trying guided meditations to calm your mind and ease stress. I mean, the list goes on and on. These are just some examples that came top of mind for me when I think about health behaviors that are, in alignment to things that are actually sustainable, things that you can actually do and work on and are supportive when you are improving your relationship with food and on a food relationship healing journey. Of course, your journey will be unique to you and do the things that are going to align with you and your unique needs. But hopefully hearing some of these examples give you ideas of what you can focus on instead of just focusing on weight loss. So putting that weight loss, like, shoving it over to the side a little bit and practicing these healthful behaviors instead. And I often say to clients too, you know, that desire for weight loss won't just vanish overnight. So don't expect that for yourself. It'll probably be along for the ride and you working on that. And this is, again, what I help my clients to work through is, you know, working on moving forward without that desire that might be lingering around of weight loss, without it holding you back, right? We can learn how to soften it and to move forward from it and understand a different way of being. But if that has been your focus for like 10 years, 20 years more, like however long, it's not just going to go away overnight, and I wouldn't expect it to for you. So being really kind, really gentle to yourself, giving yourself lots of grace, and knowing that just practicing shifting your focus can be wonderful. So I hope that this was really supportive for you to just see a different way. And I want to say too, even if you're feeling skeptical, I would encourage you to practice shifting your focus onto these healthful behaviors rather than weight loss. Try it. Just try it. Give it a shot. Experiment, right? You don't know until you try. And I would also encourage you, if it hasn't been working for you for years and years, if you've just been on that diet roller coaster, trying something new would be a great thing to do. And truly, this whole conversation of, you know, shifting to behaviors that we can actually do rather than weight loss is the core of shifting from the diet mentality to a more food freedom focused mentality. So this is really how we go about health, well-being, and just feeling good in this life, like that feeling first approach to our health and well-being. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you are loving it, I would love for you to share it with someone who might need to hear this, or maybe share it over on Instagram or somewhere else and tag me. And I'm just so grateful that you're here, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll chat with you in the next episode.
Thanks so much for listening to the Intuitively You podcast. You can find the show notes from today's episode along with all the takeaways at theintuitivenutritionist.com/podcast. Let's connect on Instagram. You can find me at the.intuitive.nutritionist. Be sure to share and tag me when you're listening along. And if you're loving the podcast, I would be so honored for you to go ahead and hit that subscribe or follow button and leave a review. I'm so happy you're here and learning how to better your relationship with food, your body, and yourself. Until next time, keep on living intuitively you.